Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 21st of August, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The European Commission has decided to abandon the voluntary approach to get big internet platforms such as Facebook, YouTube and Twitter to remove terror-related videos, posts and audio clips from their websites. Instead, tougher draft regulations due to be published next month will force the companies to identify and delete terror content or face fines. London-based luxury online marketplace Farfetch filed for an IPO yesterday and plans to list on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker FTCH. Sources previously told CNBC the company is aiming for a valuation as high as $5 billion. Jack Dorsey says Twitter considers only behavior and not political ideology when taking action against accounts. The comments come during an interview with Brian Stelter for CNN. Dorsey notes Twitter's own bias is more left-leaning, but says it's important that doesn't influence its decisions. It follows a number of tweets from President Trump claiming social media platforms discriminate against those with conservative viewpoints. The United States Department of Justice asks a federal court to hold Facebook in contempt for not providing it backdoor access to Messenger, according to Reuters sources. The law enforcement officials say they needed to bypass encryption in order to surveil voice calls as part of an ongoing criminal investigation. Facebook says voice communications are end-to-end encrypted, so it doesn't have access to the data. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.